Liv? It's a voice that's familiar, warm in a way that makes me want to keep hearing it. Comforting, but I can't place it. I search through the water or the fog, I can't tell which because it's everywhere, all around me. But I know this voice. I know her. Her. I grasp at the word, reach for something to pair it with. A name, a face, something, anything. But I come up empty, except for that familiar feeling. We're right here, Livy, right here. The voice, she, says. And I feel a gentle hand on mine. It doesn't poke or prod, just sits there, still and warm, and I relax at the touch and the sound of my nickname.
Hey, Liv,
another voice says gently, a male voice.
Can you hear me?
He asks. I know this one, too, and I can feel the answer just beyond my reach. I wade through the heaviness all around me, fumble through the haze that seems endless, and this time, I don't come up empty. I find the answer. Yes, I can hear you. Yes, yes, yes.
If you can hear me, sweetheart, try to open your eyes.
Sweetheart. I hang on to that word he said. Sweetheart. That word he always says. Good night, sweetheart. I know this. Be safe, sweetheart. I know him. Wake up, sweetheart. Dad. The word materializes from the fog, crystal clear, like it's always been there, and it makes me so happy I want him to keep talking, keep asking me questions.
Can you wake up, Liv? Open your eyes.
My eyes. I remember them too now and try to do what he asks, but they are weighted down, impossible leaden things that won't be moved. She will, the first voice says, and I know all at once it's my mom. Her warm hand squeezes mine, and I squeeze back, but she doesn't notice.
She'll wake up when she's ready.
But I'm awake. I'm here. I try to say the words, try to let them know that I can hear them. I need them to know that their voices are so clear, and I know who they are, and I want them to stay with me. I don't want them to leave me alone in this dream fog place, with the never-ending beeping and buzzing and muffled voices of strangers and strange hands that move me around, touching and checking me in what seems like a constant cycle. I summon every bit of strength I have to form the words, but they get lost in the haze between my brain and my mouth. It's quiet except for the machines. I panic. I don't want them to leave me. I need to say something so they don't leave me. I try again, harder this time, and after a moment, a tiny sound, cracked and desert dry, comes burning from somewhere deep in my throat. My mom's hand squeezes again, and I remember it's there. Again, I squeeze back, and again, she doesn't notice. Why doesn't she notice?
Did you hear that?
My dad asks.
I heard something, Suze. She made a sound.
I feel the weight of his large hand come to my shoulder.
We're right here, sweetheart. Your mom and I are right here.
I try again to speak, and the cracked sound turns into a low moan that I don't recognize. It burns in my throat and in my ears, but the harder I try to make it stop, the louder it gets. It's okay, baby, my mom's voice says. You're okay. You're just waking up, that's all. You've had a nice long sleep and you're waking up. Waking up. When she says the words, I understand that's what I need to do. That's what they want me to do. I do my best, concentrate on my eyes, make them blink, just barely. The brightness sends a flash of pain through my head. I cry out so loud it scares me and squeeze my eyes shut as hard as I can. "The light, Bruce," my mom says. "Get the light." I hear a shuffle and then the click of a switch, and in my head I try to calm down, but my skull is pounding and my throat is burning and I can't.
"Shh, it's okay," my mom says, running her warm hand over my forehead now.
"It's okay.